where George Orwell in the dystopian world of 1984 wrote, quote, "Nearly all children nowadays were horrible. They adored the party, that's the government, and everything connected to it. The songs, the processions, the banners, the hiking, the drilling with dummy rifles, and the yelling of slogans was the worship of Big Brother. And it was all a sort of glorious game to them. All of their ferocity was turned outwards against the enemies of the state, against foreigners, against traitors, saboteurs, and thought criminals." And he went on to say that they wouldn't even have the impulse to rebel. They wouldn't even have the intellectual capacity to know how to articulate their own problems, because they've been so indoctrinated, so psychologically sedated by the mainstream media that welcomes these just this pale and pasty prostitute-looking pile of poop, Miley Cyrus, with open arms, introducing her to a whole new generation of young girls, poisoning the very minds of the children who grew up looking up to Hannah Montana, destroying that very fabric of that character, to become a servant of Satan, to become a pathetic and putrid three-minute mind controller, a rotten role model, a mentally deranged demon, a high priest, priestess from hell. So, if you're a fan of Miley Cyrus, you're suffering from zombieism, you're puddle-stomping in piss, the urine stream of the mainstream. So there is time, there is hope for you to wake up. You can deprogram yourself with the help of others, the help of your friends and family who have seen the Illuminati for what they are. So subscribe to my YouTube channel, maybe that will help. Check out some of the previous videos, check out the playlists. Check out the Man on the Street Mondays, where I go out and talk to your average mentally enslaved moron, your average mainstream music listening pig, your pizza-eating pig, your average American, and find out just how far down the toilet this country has gone.